Well, everyone, welcome back again to the podcast that has no name, but you know, we know this is all about the drivers. Eric Wesley here with you, along with Frank Carroll. How are you doing today, Frank?
I am doing great, Eric.
Good, good. And Mike Kwiatkowski. Mike K., what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Doing all right myself. Just trying to stay cool. It's up to about 100 degrees today here in Dallas.
Absolutely, you know, right. That is prime for Dallas and all of Texas this time of year. That's for sure. It may say 100, but it's going to feel like it's 110 outside.
Oh my gosh. Keep the AC running. That's right.
Thank God for that. Speaking of AC, guys, check this out. On the road again and again and again. From station to station, your uniform could use a little tune-up. Rest assured, Design Collective by CentOS can provide you with apparel that will keep you so fresh and clean as you hit the road to your next destination. Head over to shop.mycentos.com or call 1-800-211-0314 to order your new uniforms today. That's Shop Design Collective by CentOS. All right. There we go, guys. Awesome. A little ad there for you for our drivers to keep those uniforms nice, crisp, and clean and new looking.
Man, we're big time, Mike. We've got commercials.
We do. It cracks me up every time I hear it. And they're getting better too, Eric. Great job.
That's
on
that right.
We're trying, you know. Well, I guess the proof is in the pudding when we see how many drivers are out there in those new uniforms.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
we're here today, ladies and gentlemen, to give you a little update on the company and how things are going. Mike and Frank are going to walk through some different areas when it comes to how we're doing this summer and things that may be top of mind for the drivers. And I guess first off is always safety, right, Frank and Mike?
Yes, sir. Safety, number one thing on the agenda, always. And we got some stats we can share with you guys, kind of give you an update. Couple of key and critical areas. Number one, staff injuries. Two categories. Number one is all staff injuries. Really nice story there. We're down about 20% year over year when it comes to all staff injuries. Again, those are the minor ones. Lost time injuries. We've had an uptick recently. So, again, we want everybody to be careful, especially out there in the heat. Stay cool. Make sure you stay hydrated. You know, do your stretching before you're getting on and off the bus. Make sure you hold, you know, the hand wheels. We want everybody to come home safely each and every day. Collisions has been another area that's gone up in the last year. Good story and bad story on that. We'll talk a little bit about it. When it comes to serious collisions, we're actually seeing a nice positive downward trend on some of our DOT reportable collisions. The things that we're seeing more of, which we really want to focus on, especially all you new drivers out there, is really being careful around fixed objects, parked cars. We're seeing a lot of these fender benders show up. We understand we got a lot of new drivers. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on, but really just get people to focus. Make sure you look, you know, you're following your, get out and look around the bus when you're backing, use a backer when it's available. And make sure it's a go, no go. We go through the go, no go training. Everybody's been through it. You know, if it's not safe, don't do it. So just make sure you're being very, very careful out there and try to keep our buses in as best shape as we can. We know we're struggling with buses. So all we're going to do is ask you to quit dinging them up a little bit and try to be safe each and every day.
That's absolutely right. We want to see the drivers not just leave and go to work, but we want to see them return home safely. So that's well said on the collision front.
It really is. And Frank, one of the things that we've talked about this a couple of times is, you know, Lytics, which is our Lytics drive cam, which is the driver system we put in place, really has really reduced our overall risk score. We talked about some of those major collisions and serious collisions going down. When we started this new system, we've had about a 20% improvement in the risk score and the frequency of those events. So we want to thank you guys, number one, for, you know, A, accepting the system, and B, you know, listening to it and using it to help you make it become a better driver. I know the management team out there, they also look at the system that's going to give you those real-time alerts, especially when it comes to following distance. You know, that is our number one, I guess, behavior that we're trying to address. make sure you leave yourself an out. You follow the 6 second following distance. You know, really give yourself some time because, you know, things can get kind of dicey out there on the highway sometimes.
That's absolutely right. You want to give yourself some time. Always monitor your speed. As you may be aware, you know, this week that they're monitoring drivers all across the country. This is a safe driver week. So from 7:10 to 7:15, please monitor your speed because the law enforcement across the country will be monitoring it for you as well.
Good point. Yeah, speed is, you know, speed is always want to slow down. Just so you guys know, we've seen an uptick in speeding events recently. So again, we're going to ask everybody to just kind of back off the gas a little bit, you know, get there safe, get there on time, but please, please, whatever you do, don't speed in order to do it. Now, recently, I think Al mentioned this, Frank, you know, in one of our last meetings, is we have just gone through a DOT transportation audit. Again, the really one of the good news is while we're having some small collisions, our accident rating overall is almost half the industry, and we're compared with all the other big boys out there. So again, another great job of, you know, our drivers being professionals, being safe, you know, living that core value every day. We want to be the safest transportation company on the highway. So thank you guys for that. And thanks for all the work you guys do on all the DOT stuff that's, you know, necessary for us to pass the audits every day. And Frank, I know one of the things is DVIR. I think that was one of the first times that Al told us that we've actually, I think he had no DVIR write-ups from his audit, if I remember that correctly.
That's a historic feat and it's not that we've had poor performance in the past, but this is the first time we had no reportable DVIR errors. And that's a testament to you, the drivers that are taking the time to do the DVIRs and do them correctly. So we have a lot of new drivers, as Mike mentioned. Please take a moment to assist your fellow new drivers as they, because obviously we have to do a DVIR for pre and post trip inspection. So please make sure they're getting them done and that you're doing the DVIR on the coach that you're taking. So if you do a DVIR and the coach changes, you do another pre trip inspection on the coach you're actually going to take down the road.
Right. And everybody's trained on that DOT inspection. Those, I think there's 13, 15, you know, DOT critical items. Now, Frank and I were talking about this earlier. If it fails those items, I know we're having trouble with buses, but if it doesn't meet the standard for any of those DOT items, you know, just don't take the bus. If it's not safe to drive, it doesn't meet the DOT checklist, you guys are fully empowered to call MRD, call a maintenance supervisor, and have them get that DOT item fixed before you put the bus on the road.
Mike and Frank, you guys are talking about cut back on the speed and some other factors, DOT requirements. How does that factor in when the drivers are also thinking about on-time performance? That's a big thing for us as well.
On-time performance it's really big for us and our customers, as we all know. The good news is we've actually seen an increase in on-time performance. We're doing better as an organization. We struggled a little bit in the spring. We were short on drivers in particular. We were adding miles, which is part of the growth story, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So yeah, on-time performance was challenging this spring. It ended May on a high note, and it actually improved going into June. But I think the thing to remember is while on-time performance is important, and one of the key things is, you know, showing up for work on time. If you can't make it to work, you know, make sure you give, you know, your manager or OSC at least 6 hours notice so they can find a replacement driver. Those are one of the things that really impacts our performance. But I think when it relates to safety, Eric, is if you have to leave late for a reason, you know, if you leave late, stay late. We're not asking anybody to speed to make up lost time or do anything from a safety perspective that you wouldn't do to try to make up lost time to get on time. I don't know if I said that really well. It's kind of a convoluted saying, but if you leave late, stay late. Don't do anything from a, you know, in the name of on-time performance that would create a risky situation while you're driving.
Yep. And also I might add in regards to on-time performance is, you know, we're at a high watermark for in terms of number of drivers. We hit our threshold that we wanted to hit, but that does not mean that more drivers can book off. right? We need every driver to be available that we can possibly have so we can run the miles and hit our projections that we're going to talk about a little bit later. So please make sure you're available, get your rest, have that iron, that uniform pressed and ironed and ready to go. So when you're fresh and you get your call, or if you have a pre-assignment, that you're off and running and ready and to create those moments of magic with our customers.
Yeah, you're at it, because that was one of the key drivers of getting out of service down. It was like 12 to 15% early in the spring. Now it's down to the single digits and 7, 8%. That does, to your point, Frank, really, really improve our on-time performance as an organization. And Frank, you'd mentioned that there was some, I think you had a driver call there that you said there were some questions about, you know, what is on time and what is not on time. And
that's right.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, some of the questions that came about were, when am I considered late, right? So is it after I press the complete button, or when? What is that? Can you break that down for us, Mike?
Well, when we measure on-time performance, we look at it's like a 10-minute window. So what we're looking at is, you know, does the bus leave? It's scheduled to leave at noon. Is it out? And it's got to go, you know, outside the terminal by 12:10. If it's as long as it leaves the terminal by 12:10 or breaks the geofence, whatever the case may be, it's considered on time. So you got about a 10-minute window. So, you know, at 12:01, if you close the station, do your announcements, put the bus in gear and pull out of the terminal, you're going to be on time. You're absolutely going to be on time. And obviously the key is starting to load the passengers and getting them prepped at least 15 minutes beforehand to get everybody out there on time.
And that's a great point. Close your station, you know, verify that your passengers, you know, are in the seats that they're assigned or reserved for, and then head on down the road. And so you can plug in your phone and let your announcements play as you're heading out. And don't forget, the geofence is not like it used to be. I know there were some locations where the geofence was pretty wide before you would break the geofence. It's not like that anymore. So you shouldn't be an issue with breaking the geofence in a timely manner.
So the next topic, and I think it's kind of one that I'm kind of excited about, Frank, because it's, you know, I think we talked, this year we're actually seeing revenue growth for the first time in a while. And it's really been predicated about, you know, a couple of things. Number one, is getting drivers hired and trained in the organization. I think we started off in April about 900 drivers. I'm happy to report we're about 1060 last we checked a couple days ago.
That's awesome.
So it has been a full court press on getting new drivers hired and trained in the organization. And I got to send a big thank you out to everybody in the all the driver instructors out there, all the cubbing drivers, all the drivers that are involved with some of the recruiting aspects of it, as well as our mentors. We've got a strong mentor program that we started up about a year and a half ago that really kind of puts a senior driver with a junior driver to give them that support, being a friend that they can count on, someone they can talk to throughout it. And it's made a difference as well. So
absolutely. Our drivers, many of our drivers were mentoring before the program even existed. And so once we started the program, we have a lot of drivers that have been interested and let's not take for granted. We're not just picking drivers ad hoc. We're checking their safety record. We're checking their driving record. We're checking their performance in terms of customer service. And so these drivers that are mentoring, that are driver instructors, are the best of the best. So listen to them. Nobody trains a driver like another driver. So they're really there to help.
Right. And I'll put a shout out. If anyone is interested in becoming a mentor, you know, please let your manager know. This is like a stepping stone up in your career. You know, one of the things we talk about is there is a career progression path as a Greyhound driver. You can go into instructing, you can become a teacher, which are, you know, we've talked to some of those guys on the podcast, you know, people like Tom Schaefer, that are just, you know, Dana Hurt, Ebony mm-hmm. Barrett. You know, people that just make a difference in people's lives every day and, you know, on generations, you know, I mean, driver after driver, person after person, how they've changed their career path, giving them a profession and then giving them a friend and a mentor they can help with. So if you're interested in doing something like that, you know, reach out to your manager. There is, you know, to Frank's point, we're looking for the best of the best. We're looking for the people with all the right stuff from a safety record, a customer service record, and someone who can bond and, you know, relate to people. So if you think you're qualified for that, we'd love to have you as part of the program. And then last but not least, we're talking about revenue growth. So our target goal was 20% for the year. We're a little bit under that year to date because we weren't able to hire as drivers and add miles as quickly as we thought we could in the first half of the year. This summer, we're going to be very, very close to the plan. So we may not get all the way to 20%, but our revenue numbers from a revenue perspective are meeting our targets, which was the first time, again, that I've had that good news to report in a while. Mm-hmm. And July 4th was particularly strong. I was in a meeting with some of the revenue guys the other day, and they were kind of doing backflips because July 4th holiday was so strong from a sales perspective. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys probably saw it on the buses as well, as I'm sure the buses were full. So with that said, I mean, we're kind of poised for success for this year. This is the year where we kind of come back from COVID in a way, and that we've got, you know, we're growing as a organization. We've got some great technology with the new Flick stuff. We've got a great safety program, best in class in the industry. And together with Flix and with all the Interline partners that we do business with, we do have the largest bus network in all of North America. And with the people like, you know, our drivers and, you know, even our managers, Frank, everybody that works at the company, we think we're in a great position for success and a winning position going into the last half of the year.
And that's phenomenal to hear. I mean, I'm sure the drivers and all of those that work for Greyhound so diligently every day love to hear that there's growth on the horizon, that our revenue numbers are up, that demand numbers are up. So that tells us that the customers are coming back, and that we have, you know, some of the best in class drivers to train our new drivers and to get us in the right positions for success into the future. So I'm super excited about that. That's great to hear.
Yeah. So that's it in a nutshell. That was our quick update. We shared a lot of this information with the ATU. Had a great opportunity to share it with you guys as well. And Frank, you know, thanks for all the driver calls. And I'll put a plug out, you know, if you have questions, things come up, you know, you know how to reach Frank and myself. We're available via email. Mine's MikeK@Greyhound.com. It's Frank.Carroll@Greyhound.com. So if things come up, you know, feel free to ask your managers, your RVPs. We would like to hear your questions and provide the feedback.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, Frank, thank you for that update today. Sounds like things are going up in the right direction, just like the temperatures are rising this summer. Seems like we're going in the right direction as well.
Yeah, and I didn't even get a dig in about the Red Raiders. So this is a really good call for you guys.
Because they're going the right direction too, Frank. That's what you were telling us earlier. They're going in the right direction as well. That's
just right. Wait, Frank. August will be end of August will be here soon enough to start talking about football. So
that's right. That's right.
The Tech's on the way up, and Texas is on the way down.
So. No, if that happens, I might have to wear a black hood for the next podcast. Even though you can't see me, I'll have my hood on just the same.
Well, I think my cousin Kwiatkowski still their defensive coordinator?
He is. He's still there.
Well, you're in trouble, Frank. You're in trouble.
We'll see.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you all for listening yet once again to the podcast with no name. But hey, we know this is all about the drivers. Everyone, be safe out there and take care of yourselves in this summer heat. We'll talk to you next time.